Standing next to a whirring laser cutter that's churning out plastic keychains, science teacher Al Votis gives a tour of the machines and equipment that make up the Three Lakes School District's brand new Fab Lab.
Okay, our next stations that we have is our 3D printing stations. In fact, we don't have just one 3D printer, we have five 3D printers. What these machines are doing, they're an additive technology. They're taking a simple material, plastic filament, and it's melting it and putting it down in layers to print in one unit.
Votis is one of the instructors of the inaugural How to Make Almost Everything class at Three Lakes High School. The name should give you a pretty good idea of what it's about, making stuff, especially stuff you didn't think you could. But the tools and machines are very different from the ones you might remember in your high school woodshop class. In the Fab Lab, projects start with a virtual design on a computer. Then students make their designs a reality using tools like 3D printers, laser cutters, routers, and metal cutters. As senior Ben Metzger is demonstrating, these machines can be very user-friendly and even intuitive for young people. Right now, he's using a vinyl cutter to make a sticker logo for a group he's in.
So it's a red arrowhead, and it's on top of a black circle. And then in blue, it'll say Tom Kitachara, 96, and that's our lodge name and number.
So you have to print it in three different layers?
Yep. You print it color by color. So the red layer here is just the arrowhead. You can see it traced in there.
School only started about 2 weeks ago, and it's Metzger's first time using a vinyl cutter, but he didn't find it difficult at all.
No, it wasn't too bad. I'm pretty familiar with some of the software and using the computer, but we have some tutorial videos that we get offline from the teachers that they made and kind of watch it through step by step, and really, really simple to learn.
The Fab Lab is a big deal for Three Lakes. It's only the sixth one in the entire state and the very first to be located at a K-12 school in Wisconsin. The array of machines and software that make up the Fab Lab came in at a price tag of almost $300,000. And organizers landed a large grant from the State Department of Workforce Development to pay for most of it. But having fancy technology at their disposal doesn't mean kids will be taking material resources for granted.
We have a budget they have for all materials for the year. They have to stay within that and start working at those ideas, as well as we partner with a business class. So they're looking at business plans, they're looking at resumes, they're looking at those concepts of relating business to what they're doing on their design aspects.
As teacher Al Votis explains, students will have a materials budget of about $30. Not only that, but they'll eventually have to analyze whether what they're making is actually affordable. In other words, once you know you can build something, you have to find out whether it makes financial sense to build it. It's the opportunity to get this kinds of hands-on experience with real-world skills that makes teachers, parents, and even employers so excited about the Fab Lab.
When I was with Lockheed, process knowledge was part of everything we did.
Steve Yar is the new director of the Three Lakes Fab Lab, and he comes from an industry background. Yar says it's not just getting to know the new technology, it's learning how to solve problems that will give kids a leg up when they enter the workforce.
They understand the process, and they understand pushing the envelope, trying new things. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but they understand getting there. So I look at this and say this is great from an industry perspective.
The Fab Lab has only been up and running for a few days. So right now we may be seeing a lot of keychains and metal smiley faces, but lawmakers, educators, and employers are seeing a lot more potential. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.